The city of Unalaska is falling behind on construction of a new wastewater treatment plant, and they could face up to a $200,000 fine in federal fines as a result. KUCB's Annie Ropeek reports.
The city's supposed to have the plant's chlorination and dechlorination system online by the end of the year. And in mid-November, they're supposed to make a formal request to Alaska regulators to start operating that system. But the city isn't going to make those deadlines. The contractor that's working on the plant is blaming delays on shoddy preparatory work done at the site last year by Advanced Blasting, a Wasilla-based company. Issues with the blasting work pushed the wastewater plant construction schedule forward. Now, Unalaska City Manager Chris Laddick says they could miss the deadline to get permission to run the chlorine system by more than 100 days.
And we'll have to, at that point, pay some fines.
The Environmental Protection Agency has the option to charge the city for every day they're late. It's part of a settlement reached in 2012 after the EPA sued Unalaska for improper wastewater discharge. As part of that settlement, the city agreed to build a new wastewater plant in line with national standards. Laddick says the chlorine system's an important part of the upgrade.
So the chlorine kills the E. coli. You take the chlorine out and it goes out in the ocean.
Now that system probably won't be ready until the spring, but Laddick's hoping the city can avoid the fines if they get back on track to meet their final deadline. They're supposed to get the whole plant up and running by the end of 2015. If the EPA decides to impose the fines, Laddick says the city may seek payment from Advanced Blasting to cover the costs. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.